Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And what a special treat to have Brett Baer, anchor a special report, join us here at 7 a.m., 7:07 to be exact. Brett, good to have you, sir.
Good morning.
And I understand you are going to be anchoring O'Reilly tonight from the D.C. Bureau. We always like it when we get to wrestle the primetime 8 o'clock slot down here into Washington, D.C.
I am doing O'Reilly tonight, and then Fox News Sunday from Vegas on Sunday, because Chris is getting ready for the big debate.
That's right. And that's what I want to start with. I mean, God knows we have plenty to talk about in terms of what transpired this week in the presidential race. But I want to focus on this debate because I'm starting to hear rumblings, and I don't think that it's just mere speculation, that there are some serious voices advising Hillary Clinton that quite possibly she might not go forward with this debate. There's first of all, what does she have to gain by doing it? She only has something to lose. And secondly, they're floating this idea that, oh, it was so dirty and so disgraceful, and she's going to save the American people from another display. Do you think any of this is serious talk?
I mean, I think some of it may be serious talk as far as advisors giving her that advice. I think it would be probably bad advice. I mean, they did agree to three debates. They set it out that way from the beginning. The commission has always done it this way since 1976, and I think it might make her look like she's running from a confrontation with a guy that she believes that she can best, you know, on the debate stage.
I just wanted just a quick suggestion to the Trump campaign. If she were to do that, they should say, you know what, you're right, you're right, it's been ugly. Tell you what, let's have Pence and Kane debate again.
Yeah. Yeah. No thanks. Right?
Well, Chris Wallace is, you know, of course, the moderator of this, as you mentioned before, and I'm sure he's scrolled away up there in his office working on the topics. And we got to look at some of the things he's going to ask about, at least the general areas of exploration: fitness to be president, foreign hotspots, Supreme Court, economy, immigration, debt, and entitlements. But it's been made clear that it may not necessarily be in that order.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And this is part of the stipulation for moderators to put out these kind of broad topics you saw with Lester Holt. And,
right.
And each moderator has put this out. But, you know, a lot of questions can fit into those buckets, if you will. And I think, you know, Chris has been working on it for quite some time. He's taken into account all that's already transpired. And obviously, every day, it's like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, it certainly is.
This presidential campaign. Yeah.
Can I just do a slight pivot here as we're talking about debates? Because we've had these WikiLeaks revelations this week. And one of them, I think, that won't go away is the connection between Donna Brazile at CNN advancing forward to the Clinton campaign a town hall debate. This cuts two ways. First of all, the insidious relationship between members of the mainstream media and one political organization or another, but also puts Donna Brazile, this is the angle that hasn't been discussed much, puts Donna Brazile in a pretty bad place. Her predecessor was drummed out of the DNC because emails revealed that Debbie Wasserman Schultz seemed to be tipping the scales on behalf of Hillary Clinton. How is she weathering this storm with the Bernie Sanders faction? Because it looks like she did the same thing.
Yeah, she denies it, and there is Politico, I think, got another email that was, it was the verbatim, it looked like.
Yes, absolutely it was, yeah.
And
by the way, we had Jake Tapper on yesterday, Brett, you might not have seen it, and he was a moderator at that town hall, and he, in no uncertain terms, said this is an outrage and embarrassing and journalistically horrible.
And it is. It is, it's not the way you do journalism. And it's, you know, I think it raises a lot of questions. And I think that a lot of these emails that we're seeing are pretty embarrassing as far as the interactions. But the substance of the emails, the real ones that raise a lot of red flags, are the ones tied to the server. And
yes,
in the weeks before her server is scrubbed, with Bleach Bit, essentially taken down so you can never get emails out of it, there is a debate ongoing about what they're going to turn over, what they're not going to turn over, how they're going to talk about it. Meantime, just last night, Hillary Clinton put forward these answers to Judicial Watch, typed up answers, but they're under oath, in which she said she didn't know how the server was destroyed and, you know, had the process, or she didn't talk about
it. Wait, did she say she didn't know or she didn't recall?
She didn't.
We got a lot of didn't recalls
a
yesterday.
A lot of didn't recalls, yeah. That's right. She said she didn't know on that answer.
Yeah.
And, you know, meanwhile, her aides definitely know. And they are talking back and forth about what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're deeply involved in the nuts and bolts of that. You're right. The evidence is there. You know, it was about this. I don't recall. I mean, out of 25 questions, on 21 occasions, she said she did not recall. And by the way, she refused to answer two of the questions completely because she said the question was too broad. That was a lawyer determination. I mean, that is seems to be her go-to strategy when she's pinned against the wall, is that she doesn't recall.
Yeah, and it's semantics and it's legalese. And, you know, if people were fired up about this and there wasn't other things in this election that are drawing a lot of attention, I think that this would be a major problem for her. But because, you know, we're looking at a lot of shiny things in this election.
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah.
I think it doesn't get covered as much.
It kind of makes you miss those charming answers to questions like, dude, that was 4 years ago. Brett, we've only got a minute left, but let's talk about those shiny things. A slew of Trump accusers coming out this week. A lot of them, I mean, they're telling stories that couldn't possibly be verified, things that happened on an airplane 35 years ago, things like that. And then you see the polls. I'm hearing pundits in this town predicting that it's over, which is shocking. Why would anyone predict anything in this election, given what we've learned in the last year and a half? But what's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, this is a major blow, and it comes at a horrific time. If you listen to these accounts, they are horrific, if true, and obviously you have to take them for what they are. And those women, you know, said that they are coming forward after that debate, but it was all together, and it was a blast of all these allegations all at once. I do think that if he were to survive this, it would be the biggest turnaround in modern politics you've ever seen. Mm. So the people who say that this is over, his path to 270 is pretty narrow.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Brett Baer, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on the O'Reilly tonight and all of this extra stuff you're taking on.
All right. We'll see you.
Exactly. Brett Baer, tonight on O'Reilly and then this Sunday, Fox News Sunday, because Chris Wallace, he is busy preparing for that Wednesday debate. By the way, that Wednesday debate, of course, you'll be able to hear right here on WMAO.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.